749-1444 is the phone number. If you want to call up the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show and talk to our very special guest, Troy.
Woo! I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And I'm Troy.
And there's Troy. And we'll quickly touch on Super Tuesday because polls have shown that the vast majority of people, 85% of the Cincinnati radio audience, listen to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show to get their political news. So, Super Tuesday today, Clinton won everything except Rhode Island and Massachusetts, which Tsongas won, and Bush beat the pants off of Buchanan and Duke everywhere. Duke did really lousy. He got only 2% in a couple states, 3%. Even in his home state of Louisiana, Mr. Duke only got a meager 9%.
I've got all the official stats here. I mean, we do our homework here at Chris and Rob, and I got all the stats. If you want to ask us, like, for example, how did Clinton do in Oklahoma? Well, after 73% were counted, he got 71% of the vote over Brown, who only got 16%. I've got all that for you. If you need to know anything, just call us and ask.
Or if you want to talk to our very special guest, Troy, who a self-proclaimed expert on hedonism, or do we give you that title?
I guess you gave me that title.
Okay, so
but
you,
I'll accept it.
Okay, gladly. So exactly. Was it hedonism, utopia, and self-abuse? Which would be your favorite three to talk about right now?
Oh, I guess that would have to be hedonism.
They're all the same thing, though, aren't
well,
they?
Well, yeah, they do sort of overlap, I think, to a certain extent, utopia and hedonism.
Even hedonism and self-abuse. It's a love triangle, Troy.
Okay, I would definitely agree with you on that, Chris.
So you went down to New Orleans.
Exactly.
It's a big Fat Tuesday party.
Once again this year.
You've been there before. How many times have you been there?
This is just the second time that I've gone down to New Orleans and did up the Mardi Gras party.
See, the reason why they don't want women coming out and flashing their titties is because they draw crowds, and then the pickpockets are attracted to the crowds.
Mm-hmm.
See? Just like flies to sugar or something.
Exactly.
So how many strange women's breasts did you see during your... How long were you down there?
Jeez. Well, we were down there 5 days.
5 days. How many breasts?
And I'd say in 5 days, probably 30.
Is that 30 breasts or 30 pairs of breasts?
Oh, 30 pairs.
So you really saw 60 breasts.
Exactly. Exactly. 60
didn't
breasts.
Some of them just like flash one?
Well, yeah. There were some that would try to get away with just like lifting their shirt up and they had a bra on. And everyone would boo, and of course they wouldn't get the beads. Well, let's clarify this. See, at Mardi Gras, women lift up their shirts, or men drop their pants to get long strands of plastic beads. Sometimes they're metallic, sometimes they look like pearls, whatever. They're, you know, the fancy ones. And like you said, you know, they'll be teasing and taunting with people on the balcony, and this woman will get ready to lift her shirt, and a big crowd will gather. I mean, it'd be like if there was, like, you know, 150 people, you know, thick between, you know, where Sudsy's is and where Bogart's is. You know, just like
Sheldon,
blocks
have
the street.
You ever seen a female breast?
Oh, it's incredible.
A few.
Yeah.
Sheldon, have you?
A few.
What?
Just a few.
Just a few?
Yeah.
Sheldon, how are things at Aiken? I heard, some kid didn't have the correct bus change or something, so he shot the kid sitting next to him.
No, they had an argument and he just hit him with a gun.
Okay, what was the argument over?
Don't ask me. I don't even know the little freshmen.
Oh, those little freshmen. You can't trust them with a gun. Oops. I mean, your class, the class of 94 or whatever,
93.
You could give them pistols, give them handguns, assault weapons. You guys knew how to handle them. Those freshmen just don't know how to handle their weapons. They're giving Aiken a bad name.
I know.
What's on your mind, Sheldon? We're talking hedonism.
Just like the party, yeah, they. I love parties. Party's pretty cool.
Party's pretty cool?
Yeah, black people throw pretty good parties.
Party pretty cool.
What's the difference between a party that black people throw and a party that maybe, say, white people throw or Orientals throw?
Well, at black people's parties, a lot more people are having sex.
Are they more live?
Yeah. There's a lot better dancing going on. That's the truth.
Really?
Yeah. Why'd you want me to call Chris?
Are you saying Chris begged you to call him? Call us?
Well, Dave.
Dave?
The guy who was in our former band.
Scum Junction broke up?
Yeah. Anyway.
Are you kidding me? Scum Junction broke up?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Not really.
You don't think so?
No.
I got all your records, man. I used to love you guys.
Anyway.
So what happened?
Well, should we have a moment of silence here for Scum Junction?
No, not really. So why do you want me to call
Chris? I like Scum Junction, though.
Huh?
I like Scum Junction. That's too bad.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
Other Chris.
Yeah. Hey, Sheldon, let me if you could plan your perfect hedonistic weekend, with whom and where and what would it be?
I wouldn't even know. I mean, that's just too much. I guess I'd have to say it would be at, Friday would be at Kings and Queens.
Come on, Sheldon, let's go, man. You're really unintelligible here tonight.
With the all the Soul Train dancers.
Okay.
And every pretty black girl I ever thought of in my life. Then Saturday night we'll be with Glenn Danzig, Slayer, and some other folks of that nature. Soundgarden.
All
right. Oh, cool. And, you and Danny Terrio doing it right.
And then on Sunday I just
in the Soul Train dancers would be dancing along to Danzig.
In my bed.
They'd be recovering from Friday night.
Yeah.
All right.
And Don Cornelius could ask them what their names were as they left the room.
This is a digging. Everybody's digging. And then Sunday, I just hang out and chill.
Cool. See you later, Sheldon. We got to move on.
All right.
749-1444. If you think you can top Sheldon's call, we dare you.
Yeah.
So Troy, was Mardi Gras would be your ideal, perfect hedonistic weekend or week or?
Yeah, this one pretty much was. It was picture perfect. Didn't cost hardly anything to get down there and gas. And like I said, you know, saw 30 pairs of breasts. And actually, the worst display, I'll get this right off at the top here, is we're walking back from the Café du Monde right along Jackson Square Park, the side of the park. And it's actually in the morning, like 2 or 3 in the morning. And there's this rather large woman with only fishnet stockings on and a halter top and, like, this weird black mask. Well, she has her halter top, you know, pulled up over her breasts so they're hanging out, and her fishnet's down around her knees, and there's these three black gentlemen, two of which are sitting on a bench. One's on his knees taking photographs of her dancing in front of them, and she starts to actually masturbate, or simulated masturbation, right out in public. A crowd's gathering, and we're walking by. This dude's snapping pictures, man. It's
Troy, I saw those pictures on the cover of the National Enquirer this week. That was Madonna.
I didn't even realize that.
Go ahead, John, from the future. You're on the air with Chris and Rob and Troy.
That was in New Orleans?
Yeah, that was in New Orleans just last week.
Really?
Hold on, before you go any further, is just for the night or morning, is it going to be New Orleans or New Orleans?
New Orleans.
You say potato, I say potato.
I say New Orleans.
New Orleans? Let's call the whole thing off.
Exactly.
New Orleans. Who was it that went to the Mardi Gras?
That was me.
Oh, Troy, right?
Yeah.
I got some of my friends live down there.
Yeah.
They sent me some of the beads that you're talking about. One's purple, one's green, and one's yellow. What do they all stand for? Do you know?
I guess that those are just the traditional Mardi Gras colors from down there. It's that they traditionally fly. I'm not sure if they have any symbolic meaning or not.
Well, they said like one's wealth, one's happiness, and one's.
No, that's not how it works at all. It's kind of like the Cub Scout merit badges. So if you perfect the art of simulating masturbation on a crowded street, you get the purple ones. If you can drink 2 quarts of tequila in one night, you get the green ones. It's kind of that kind of deal.
And how about for the yellow ones?
The yellow ones has to do something with urination, I guess.
Oh. In public places.
Good one. So it's hedonism, utopia, and what's the last one?
Self-abuse. Chris's authority on that one.
Self-abuse. Okay, let's
John?
Start with hedonism.
John, yeah. From the future, do you take a lot of illegal substances?
Actually, no, I don't.
Do you take any legal substances?
Yes, I do.
What kinds?
Caffeine and nicotine.
Caffeine and nicotine. Have you ever tried cough syrup?
Probably when I had a cough.
Well, you should try it some night when you don't have a cough.
Is that Robitussin?
Take it from me. Oh, that'll do.
I heard Robitussin like give you a good buzz.
NyQuil
and toothpaste.
I heard you put toothpaste on
a cool
cigarette.
At least you'll have a nice clean smile and good breath to boot.
You know how people like smear toothpaste on the outside of a cigarette, then smoke it, and you'll get a real good buzz.
Oh, yeah.
John?
Yes?
Toothpaste contains fluoride. Fluoride is a deadly poison. I strongly suggest you not
try
toothpaste.
Don't listen to him.
He's only the organic chemist in the house.
How about baking soda toothpaste? That stuff is good.
Which stuff?
Baking soda toothpaste.
Oh yeah, I've heard things, clinical studies and such.
No, hold on.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 dentists recommend it.
Listen,
yes.
John.
Yes.
This is no reflection on you, but then again, it might be.
What?
We're talking about women running around flashing their breasts, women simulating masturbate on the street. Now we're talking about which toothpaste is best.
Oh,
come
sorry.
On, John.
Okay, fine. Well, for spring.
Dude, you wonder where the yellow went if you brush with Pepsodent.
John, can I ask you something?
Yeah. Sure.
You call yourself John from the future, right?
Yeah.
How are things in the future?
Cold and bleak. Cold and bleak.
Cold
Thanks.
And bleak.
Cold and bleak.
Why are they so cold and bleak up there, man?
Huh? Up there?
Up there in the future. In the, when talking about the future, I like to say up there.
Up there. Cold and bleak. I don't know. One of my friends was telling me that the constant weather fluctuations, it signifies the end of the world.
What? The end of the world?
Yeah, because, I mean, like 2 days ago, I mean, like 3 days ago, I was wearing shorts. And look at tomorrow.
Well, I wish I could have seen that, John.
Pretty much what's going to happen is a hole in the ozone layer is going to melt the polar caps. Polar caps will flood the oceans. Places like California and Florida will be non-existent.
Yay.
And actually, I think the temperature is actually going to be warmer in the future.
And the world's going to look like the beginning of Terminator 2.
Exactly.
But
it might be warm and bleak, not cold and bleak.
Warm and bleak. Very warm.
But over in the Mediterranean, though, they're having the coldest winter they've had in 30 years. They're getting snow in Greece and places like that.
Okay, can we get back to hedonism?
Okay.
No, we can't. I'd rather talk toothpaste.
Okay. About hedonism.
I use AIM, right? But then, like, my dentist told my mom that AIM will... If your teeth hurt and you use AIM, it might be from AIM. So my mom has to buy a separate toothpaste. She buys a Crest or something.
Do you buy the pumps?
Hmm?
Do you buy the pumps or the tubes?
Yeah. She buys that sparkle stuff.
Okay. Anyway, have any of you ever been to Florida during spring break?
No, yeah, I haven't.
During spring break.
I'm going.
Yes.
I'm going, like, the last week of March. And, like, I saw in the news where, like, if anyone was caught on the beach with a beer, they make them pick up trash.
They show that same story every year. I think they just run it out every year.
Oh, is that like another falsehood the media is feeding us?
Well, I think the Fort Lauderdale Chamber of Commerce plays it up really big, but...
Oh, I'm not going to... I'm going to Panama City, not Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, well, then,
all right.
You ever been there, anyone?
No, I haven't, but
no,
it sounds like a truly exotic and fun time.
Really?
I don't know. I think that's the problem with most of the spring break hype is you can't get away with all that much. I mean, hedonism in this all-out, out-and-out pursuit of having fun, I mean, like a place like Mardi Gras makes it easy for you.
You can't have pre-planned hedonism, which
right.
is pretty much what spring break is.
Right.
Well, what hedonistic thing are you going to do today? Well, I'll go watch Pauly Shore at MTV. And then
I'll
go to the Dollhouse. I heard the strippers at the Dollhouse really weren't that good looking.
Dollhouse, where's that?
In Fort Lauderdale. Supposed to be the big hip strip club.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale. What's it called again?
Dollhouse.
The Dollhouse.
There's like a whole chain of them.
Oh. But have any of you ever been to Florida?
Florida?
Yeah,
during spring break?
I mean, not necessarily, but have you ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
The sand fleas are awful down there.
How about the old people? I mean, not to be ageist or anything.
Today in Florida, in the Democratic Party with 72% of the vote in, Clinton got 51%, Tsongas got 34%, and Jerry Brown got 13%. That's how the old ladies are voting democratically down there.
Right.
Now on the Republican side with 71% of the vote in, George Bush got 68% of the vote, and Patrick Buchanan got 32% of the vote. What do you think? Do you think Buchanan's going to be able to upset Bush or not? At this point, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No,
but
definitely
the dissension is enough that it's going to give the Democrats, a little bit of fire to roll on now.
Did Buchanan go down?
He's not gone down yet, but he's on his way down.
He's on his way down.
Yeah, all right. Oh, the other question I have is how come David Duke is only running in the states that he chooses to run in, but not running in other states? Like, he's not running in Florida. He's not even on the ballot. But in Texas, he is on the ballot, but he only got 2%. What's the deal with him? Why don't you just run in all the states?
I don't know. Maybe he's...
Money's a big thing. John, I have a question.
Yeah.
And I think you're the one that can answer it. I thought of this question early today. I formulated it today.
Oh, no.
Back in Hampton, I thought, I got to ask John from the future this.
Okay, cool.
How come he was Pat Buchanan, now all of a sudden he's Patrick J. Buchanan?
Why was he Pat Buchanan?
He was just Pat Buchanan, columnist. Now all of a sudden he's Patrick J. Buchanan.
Well, I guess he watched Saturday Night Live. Pat, he wanted to make it Patrick. So.
Oh, okay.
Good one.
Good one. Came up with that pretty quick. So.
John, it's because I knew you were the man who could answer it.
I'm the man.
John, you're the man. We got to go to other callers, though.
right,
thanks,
talk to you
a lot.
All right.
Man, the show's just flying along.
Hey, Hoser.
What?
Say a good day. Go. What are you laughing at? It's party time. Go.
Good day and welcome to party time. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I now turn the recreation over to my brother,
okay,
Bob.
Thanks.
Who will give you a game to play.
While listening to the album. This is a good thing to do.
Go.
Okay, take a six-pack of cans. Because I normally would drink bottles, eh? But for this game, you got to use cans. So take a six of your favorites, right? It's like Russian roulette. It's called the beer hunter. And like, okay, we're going to play it here.
Okay, give it to me.
Okay, Hoser's right. Going to shake up one can.
Here we go.
Okay, right. Now that's well shook up. All right, give me it. Put it back in the box. Okay, now...
Now I'm not looking he put it.
Okay, I just got to change a couple of these around here.
Okay.
Okay, now Hoser's going to open... six beers, or however many it takes.
I'm gonna open one, eh?
Okay.
And then you're gonna open one.
Okay.
So, like, if I don't get a wet head, you will.
Okay. Okay, so you go first. Beer hunter.
Okay. You have to hold the beer, like, right to your head on an angle. So, like, even if it isn't the one, you're still gonna get wet.
I'm hoping this is it.
Okay, it isn't.
Okay, that one didn't explode, so you have to drink it.
The punishment is not too bad. I think I can take it, eh?
You get thirsty playing this game.
Here. Your turn, Hoser.
Okay. I'll open one.
Go ahead, eh?
Oh, whew. Okay, two down. Who's getting the wet?
No fair. There used to be six to choose from.
What?
Now there's only four.
There's four left. Okay, do it.
This is how he hoses me every time.
Okay. No, don't take that one.
Why not?
That could be the one.
Okay, I'll take this
no,
one.
No, don't take that one.
Why not?
Okay, take that one.
You're tormenting me now.
Go ahead.
I'm taking the one I took first.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh!
I win. I win every time.
Take off.
Wethead, towel off. Get out. Oh, you're blowing the floor. Way to go. Okay.
You hoser.
Beer shampoo. So that's the beer hunter, the party part of our album. Well, good day.
Okay, like just one hit. Don't play it with your brother, eh?
Why?
I'll say Wayne and Garth were funnier than that.
No way.
I don't know.
Bob and Doug were first, and so Bill and Ted were first, and so was Cheech and Chong. They were around years before Wayne.
What about Bob and Bing?
Yeah, the road movies, indeed.
Okay. All right, Gene, go ahead. You're on air.
Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder, too.
Yes! Woo! See?
I took the liberty of looking up hedonism since your dictionary wasn't up to the task.
Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald.
Dudley Do-Right and his horse. hedonism.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Gene.
Roy Rogers and Trigger?
That, too. How you doing, Troy?
All right.
I'm jealous. I've always wanted to go to New Orleans. I haven't gone.
Beautiful town.
Yeah. Did you eat much down there?
Yeah, actually, we had some great food. We went to the Star Restaurant. Actually, we stayed up one night. Stayed up all night because we wanted to get breakfast at Brennan's, and we looked pretty scraggly, you know, kind of unshaven, unkept, and we're waiting in line with all these rich people. We get in there and find out that the cheapest, it's a five-star restaurant, New Orleans' first five-star restaurant, Brennan's, and the cheapest breakfast item on there was $34.
So I get that breakfast burrito at McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. No, we did try to get some of the food down there. It was wonderful. Went to a couple parties that had homemade food, and it was excellent. So.
Does that big fat guy still live down there?
Paul Prudhomme. Yeah, we ate at K. Paul's Kitchen and had some shrimp étouffe, and it was excellent. It was really, really good.
But anyway.
Go on.
Hedonism. Pursuit of or devotion to pleasure. That's the first definition.
Hey, all right.
All right, see.
Number two, the ethical doctrine that only that which is pleasant or has pleasant consequences is intrinsically good. It's a big
hey, all right.
All
right. What's utopia?
Huh?
What's utopia?
Yeah. Oh, utopia.
Book by Sir Thomas Moore.
Any condition, place, or situation of social or political perfection, or any idealistic goal or concept for social and political reform, but that ain't what we're talking about.
It's from the Latin, meaning no place.
Yeah, exactly. A few years back, when I was going to Ohio State, me and a couple buddies of mine Well, actually, one friend of mine, the other one, he was in the Navy. He was stationed down in Virginia Beach, and he had a nice little apartment by the bay or sea, whatever it is down there. And
how about we call it the ocean?
I'm not sure. Is it the ocean or is it like a bay or something? I mean, I'm not sure. The water.
Right? Okay.
There you go, the water.
And that's about as close to a hedonistic week as I've ever gotten. Although it was pretty damn good, but not as good as my ultimate fantasy or anything like that.
Well, let's hear the ultimate fantasy.
I don't know. It's just what's any basic male ultimate fantasy about? You know, it's basically sitting around getting laid and drinking beer.
All right,
there you go.
Everything else is secondary. But I'm looking forward. I don't know. Maybe that'll happen one of these days.
You'll get laid one of these days? Come on, Gene.
Ooh, cheap shot, man. Cheap shot.
We only do that because we love you.
Yeah. But I don't know. I figure as soon as I win this lottery, and it's gonna happen. But as soon as I do, I'll spend. I'm not gonna donate anything. I'm not gonna spend my money wisely. I'm just gonna be a fool. And Perignon.
All right.
A fool and his money are soon parted.
Yeah, well.
Be like Anand Khashoggi, just rent a boat and like take a bunch of hookers out to sea with you for a year or so.
Yep. That'd be good.
This yacht has solid gold fixtures.
Provided that the ballasts in the boat were filled with beer. Except soon as you were running low, you'd be starting to sink or something.
I heard a story, and I think that's exactly what is the story. Guy I used to work with went down to Florida last year, or 2 years ago, or whatever. And according to him, the guy he was riding down with filled his... first off, he rinsed out his... I'm saying a lot tonight. I don't like that. First off, he rinsed out his... I'll say instead. His... his windshield wiper reservoir, he rinsed that out real good. Filled it up with Jack Daniels.
What?
Drilled a hole in that, fed the line like a tube up to the car and out through a hole into the car.
All right.
And he stepped out of there. Now, I don't.
Did he give himself a little squirt by flipping the little handle that also works your turn signal?
I guess that's how they did. But it sounded pretty cool, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, so. Just a tip for anybody taking a long road trip. I've never tried it. It's not documented that it works, but hell, what the hell.
Usually a brown paper bag just works pretty fine.
Put the 40 in the paper bag.
Exactly.
That has cooling properties, too, but it keeps the cool.
Well, man, if you don't drink and drive down in the deep south, down in Mississippi and Louisiana, Alabama, I mean, I don't know. I think it's expected. I mean, everywhere we went, especially last year when we went, we camped, so we were down like more like in the suburbs or in the outskirts down in the bayou, but people were just, you know, one hand on the steering wheel, one hand out the window with a 40-ouncer or a, you know, wine cooler or whatever, man. I couldn't even believe it. People were just drinking and driving so blatantly down there. So.
Well, I've had bad experiences driving down south, so
really?
I try not to.
That's because you're not one of them.
I'm not one of you either, so that helps. That does
well,
help either.
But yeah, well, okay, okay, fair enough. That's true.
I got
that's
pulled
unfortunate.
Over. I guess this was on the way to a hedonistic weekend, so I guess this kind of fits in.
All right.
I was pulled over, and I wasn't speeding or anything like that. Didn't have any illegal contraband in the car. So he gives me the once over with everything to say. I'm sure everybody's been through it before.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes back and gets on his little radio, talk to his pig friend, and comes back up, asks me to step out of the car. So of course I do it because I don't want to end up like Rodney King or anything like that. And he asks if I can search my car, if he can search my car. And I decided before that anytime a cop asks me if I can search my car, if you're absolutely sure that you don't have anything, I say no and then make them go through whatever they need to do to search it. Most times I'll let you go. But I told them no, and it was a very unpleasant experience. But it lightly.
Your average cop's just some dumb brute on a power trip.
Well, I don't want to bash all cops. I think 90% of them are upstanding citizens and all that garbage. But you got your fringe element out there that just wants to crack skulls.
Yeah, more and more these days.
But
it seems.
To sum everything up, I don't think there's a place for hedonism in the world anymore.
You don't think there's a place for it?
No, not at all.
You don't think that it's good that people would have an outlet? Even though Mardi Gras is starting to, I guess, become more violent, or at least that show Cops, and a lot of the media is trying to portray it
did
as
you
such.
See the, did you see that chick cop on Cops that time?
No, I didn't watch it. I was down there living it, man. But I've heard about it. Yeah. I did hear that drunk just kept, like, talking back to her and stuff, man.
He had nice hooters, too.
But anyways, I think that in its right constraints, something like Mardi Gras taking place is a good opportunity for people to blow off steam that they might normally keep pent up or...
That's not really heat. I mean, I wouldn't really consider that hedonism. I just
you can't know, have two-week hedonism, is that what you're saying?
I mean, you can't have...
Well, at least to get some of the demons
to me
out.
Means drinking and smoking dope and screwing and all that kind of stuff. And it wouldn't be the same if you got a girlfriend and you go down to... you take her down to Florida or wherever. I guess you could have a hedonistic weekend and, you know... bang her all the bejesus and drink and pour honey on, you know, do all that kind of crap, but it's not the same because you know you're going to get it anyway. So to be an absolute hedonist, you'd have to, you know, bang the thing, anything you see on the street, which you can't do anymore.
All right, Gene, anything else? Thanks for your call.
See ya.
Hey. All right.
Don't go changing. I'll tumble for you. 749-1444.
Show me your tits. Woo!
No.
Come on.
Don't want to start a traffic jam or anything. Hey, oh, boy, I got some green ones. That means...
Chris, show me your tits.
I got some green
ones. All right, man. They're nice and hairy. Woo!
You got hairy ones? I don't want to see them, man. No, my...
Get these guys initiated. Give them some beads.
These cookies in my stomach, and they're not planted there very deeply. I don't really don't want to... We got the liquid one on the phone again.
This
go ahead.
Liquid Larry again.
How you doing, Liquid?
Wonder real quick. Give my ideal hedonistic weekend.
All right.
And come with your topic.
Lay it on us.
It would consist of me and Paula Abdul in a beach house with unlimited fundage. And if Paula wasn't available, I'd settle for a woman with breasts down to her ankles.
All right. Thanks. Paula Abdul's got big thighs, man. And I'm not into that big thigh thing.
I don't know, man. What about Emilio Estevez? I think Emilio wouldn't let Paula just take off for a fun excursion weekend with Liquid Larry. Do you? I don't know.
While I've got the scary music on, let's get this over with. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is brought to you in part by Fast Eddie and Comp. That's Comp. Comp.
Comp.
Comp.
Comp.
Comp.
Comp.
C-U-M-P. Comp.
Comp.
Controlling and musically and vocally animizing Cincinnati since 1991. As Fast Eddie says...
Comp.
It's good to get your pipes clean.
One more time.
It's good to get your pipes clean.
That's what Fast Eddie says. So that's Comp.
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 Comp. It's good to listen to Comp. The Comp phone line is 751-4543. And let me mention... that they have a brand new answering machine. Their answering machine now, instead of recording you for 30 seconds, will record you for a full minute.
One
whole
minute.
60 seconds, one whole minute.
One whole minute.
And if Comp likes your message, you can be on the new Nothing Sounds Comp tape. That's right, you can be on the Comp cassette-only release, soon to be released here in the tri-state area. All you have to do is call 751-4543. Get in on Comp. Guido, I bet you're going to be Comp's next caller, aren't you?
Might be.
What's on your mind tonight, Guido?
I don't know. Hedonism.
Go ahead, Guido. Talk about hedonism. What do you think it is? Is it a positive influence on today's youth?
I think so.
Should we have metal detectors in schools?
Nah.
Guido, oh, come on,
probably,
man.
Probably not.
Do what?
I don't think so.
Okay, So what would be your perfect hedonistic weekend if we're going to go that route?
It's getting old, but...
Guido, I'm getting old waiting for you to say something.
Yeah, Guido, thanks for your call. The phone lines are open at 749-1444. That's 749-1444.
749-1444 is the phone number.
Amnesty International is having a human rights coffee house on public forum discussion of human rights at Mount Auburn Presbyterian Church at 103 William Howard Taft, March 19th, 7 to 9 p.m. There's a donation at the door that will be accepted. So if you want to talk about human rights and human rights abuses and that, check these guys out. Sounds pretty good.
You just heard Schwa. They'll be playing at Sudsy's on March 22nd, opening for a really heavy band called Helmet.
Right on.
Jimmy Ray, go ahead.
Hey, yo. That's right, man. I said, yeah, that's right, man. This is Jimmy Ray, and, like, right. I'm strapped in and cruising the airwaves. And, like, hey, man, that's, like, a certain reflection of utopia right there in itself.
You're right. That's what radio is all about.
Hey, man, that's right. Now, if we were getting, like, universal here and stretching out to, like, far points of the galaxy, that would be that much more intense, dude. And that would be, like, stretching out that much further into the branches of utopia.
That's right.
Exactly. Cool. But, you know, now my next point is the utopia can branch out into, like, many different phases of everyday living, okay? Because, like, I realized the other day, I'm walking down the street, like, and, like, I had a lollipop in my hand, and the sun was shining. I was like, dude, hooray, like, utopian vibration. I feel it in my toes, like, feel it in my hair, and, like, feel it in my nose.
So it's kind of like pyramid power, lollipop power?
Well, like, dude, it's like a sensation, like, man, and, like if you're standing inside of a, like, a pyramid, or, like, if you're standing on top, or, like, around a lollipop, it's just like a different kind of a sensation that could be, like, connected with utopia in a certain kind of a way. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I know what you mean. I get that sensation when I'm vacuuming the floor.
Or when your mom ties that helium balloon onto your wrist so you won't lose it.
Exactly.
That sense of security, but yet knowing you have a really cool balloon floating above your head.
Right, dude. Like, you know what, man? Like, another sense of utopian, a certain sense of utopian for me, man, is, like, to see a smile on a wet dog, you know? Like, some people say that's religion or something, but I think that might have been Edie Brickell, but something like that anyway. But, dude, like, check it out, man. I'll tell you what.
Well,
we'll
Edie Brickell is a sense of utopia right there.
And I hear it, man. Check it out. Is it smiling?
Yeah.
Is it smoking a fatty, dude?
Hey, Jimmy Ray.
Hey.
Back when you were younger and you used to abuse yourself, would you think of girls in the neighborhood or would you think of celebrities?
Okay, now mainly...
Wait a second. Wait, let's clarify that, Rob. What exactly do you mean when you were a little kid and you used to abuse yourself?
I think Jimmy Ray and I were on the same page.
Okay.
Well, see, like, I used to abuse myself by putting my hands into the toaster mostly.
Okay.
And then you'd think of Ann Margaret.
Well, see, I don't know who she is, man, but she might have been my neighbor or something. Because I noticed there were other kids in the neighborhood that had black hands, too, with white bodies. But...
So did you guys form a club?
Dude, what, huh? Wait, twirling club.
Yeah, did you form a
club? Wait, did I eat a club?
Yeah. You know what utopia is for me?
What's that, dude?
A really good meatloaf that doesn't fall apart.
With bacon on top.
Oh, so you're saying, like, a hard-on with bacon on it?
Exactly.
Why, man? Whatever works, man. If that's a sensation, it'll do it for you. Hey, man. More power to you, but hey, you know what? Like, I prefer, you know, like, to dig myself into the ground, you know, with a shovel, usually. And then, like, I'll put a little saran wrap over the top of the hole, and, like, sit inside of there and, like, collect moisture beads, dude. And, like, hey, man, it's groovy. You know?
Yeah. Sounds groovy.
Try it, man, sometime. Like, you'll like it.
But, Jimmy, you know, Ray?
Yeah?
When you were in 8th grade, what was your science fair project?
My science fair project?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what I did was I compared the life cycle of a flea to that of a deep sea fish that glows in the dark.
Oh, yeah, what were your findings?
What was that thing you said? I'm sorry.
What were your findings? What conclusions did you get?
They have nothing in common. Other than that they live on the same planet.
I'd give you an excellent.
Far out.
I'd give you one cut above participant. You get an excellent.
Hey, man. And then, like, the next year, I tried to prove that a snail actually, you know, has got a brain. But I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that, man. Yeah, I wasn't intelligent enough, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, but hey, man, I'm working on it.
You're still working on it?
Yeah, because, like, sometimes Utopia, for me, is a nice live snail on top of a bowl of ice cream. You know?
Yeah, more power to you, man.
Hey, but sometimes that sensation just doesn't quite get it for me.
You gotta just keep trying until you get the thing that, blows the wind up your skirt.
Hey, man, I don't wear skirts, though, dude.
Okay, man, whatever peels your orange.
Hey, but, you know, I think you guys are doing, like, totally awesome. Because, like, it couldn't be better to be able to discuss freely such unique topics of, like, it's gonna, like, what is gonna happen is, like, when I'm 65, it's gonna be different, though. Like, if I make it that far, when I'm 65, okay, like, The Simpsons are gonna be, like, in black and white, you know, relatively speaking. But when I'm 65, I'm gonna need a sedative for memory of bliss at youth, not, like, set a memory of drift of youth, or whatever the fuck. Oh, but anyway.
Almost,
but whatever
almost.
The fuck. You know, fun, dude. Whatever is fun
for
you.
That's what hedonism is all about.
That's right.
Having fun.
That's it, man.
Well, thanks a lot.
Hey, man, you all keep it super dude grooving happening, alright?
Alright.
Music is a hard enough trip without any distractions. And I thought, hard enough trip? I was 22 years old. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Is an enormous area of undeveloped potential within each of us. A great reserve of talent and ability, which we habitually fail to use. There are literally millions of human beings living narrow, darkened, frustrated lives, living defensively, simply because they take a defensive, doubtful attitude toward themselves, and as a result, toward life in general. Attitude is the reflection of a person. What's going on the inside shows on the outside. One's attitude is incalculably powerful. It can bring about marvelous results for us, but we must train it patiently day by day. Now for just a minute, let's talk about the people who are successful. The top 5% of the people who go sailing through life from one success to another and who, when they occasionally fail at something, shrug it off and head right out again. No matter what a person does, men and women in sales, business executives, people in the professions, wives and mothers, students, people in the armed forces, public servants, men and women in the service of religion, working men and women in all fields of endeavor, wherever you find a person doing an outstanding job and getting outstanding results, you will find a person with the right attitude. You have only to think of the people you know to prove this. These people take the attitude toward themselves that they can accomplish what they set out to accomplish, that there's no good reason on earth why they can't be competent, successful.
You wanted a place that you possibly could hold on.
How you doing, Joey?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not a heck of a lot. What's up with you?
Oh, not a whole lot.
Okay, great. Why'd you call?
To give my hedonistic weekend.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. My definition of a hedonistic weekend is laying on my couch with a big tub of potato chips, a remote control in my hand, watching March Madness.
All right.
Hey, that's not bad. That's cool.
Who's your picks?
Oh, Kentucky.
I hope so. I think they got it in them.
If they get hot.
They're hot.
They'd have to get hot. They're not hot. They just got beat by Florida.
Hey. This atomic fireball in my mouth is pretty hot right now. And I'll get back to you how this other one is in comparison.
The red hot.
It is? Yeah. Oh, the red hot in my mouth.
Listen.
Blistering.
Joey.
Yeah.
Arizona, Indiana, Duke, and I'll say USC.
All I gotta say is one thing. UC is going out in the first round.
Yeah, but at least I got there.
They're weak.
They're what?
UC is weak.
Nobody from UC's ever called this talk show, so I don't care if they win or not.
Yeah, they ain't nothing.
All I know is anytime you have a coach that has a heart attack just because his team gets beat, I'm not going to go too far. Oklahoma State, Eddie Sutton, my team lost. I'm going to clutch. Come on, Bob Huggins.
Chris Collinsworth always putting Kentucky down. And
oh, who? Who?
Chris Collinsworth.
He's a loser.
Yeah, I know.
Chris Collinsworth is going to single-handedly bring an NBA team to Cincinnati. Watch him and watch me. Hear my word. He will. And he's also going to do play-by-play. You can count on that. Not only is he going to bring an NBA team to Cincinnati with at least one major superstar, someone on, you know, on the level of like a Magic or a Larry Bird, but he's also going to be doing play-by-play.
And then do the inside on in the end.
Yeah, he'll probably do like the Inside Edition WLW basketball hoops show. They call him Hoops Collinsworth. They're going to start calling him Hoops.
What's the deal with that AM station hiring all these unemployed lawyers?
That and
Willie Collinsworth, all these guys are supposed to be lawyers. All they do is talk on the radio.
Over the hill sports people.
They're a bunch of geeks. And what's wrong with Andy Mack?
He's a homer.
But Plant City. Now, who cares? I don't understand why. Some of the people get so upset because UC is not in the top 10.
They
like, those rankings mean absolutely anything. They don't mean anything at all.
They're weak.
The rankings are weak, and they don't mean anything.
Conference is weak.
Who's weak?
Their conference.
Think it is?
Great Midwest.
Right. You know who's ultra weak?
Who's that?
It's Notre Dame. Everybody kept talking about how they beat all these good teams.
Yeah.
You figure if you're Syracuse, you're in the middle of the Big East schedule. Then you gotta go play Notre Dame. They didn't give a damn about playing Notre Dame.
Yep.
All they cared about is the Big East schedule.
Yeah, they'll beat USC and UCLA, and then they'll come out and lose to Evansville.
They'll lose Big Evansville.
And Butler and all them weak MCC teams, too.
Hey, man, is that it? That's them. Utopia, March Madness?
What's that?
March Madness is your utopia?
And a tub of potato chips.
I'll tell you what I'll miss is the UNLV cheerleaders. I think UNLV always had the hottest cheerleaders.
Didn't they pick them up from the Mustang Ranch or something?
Yeah, probably.
I'd have to say they're in the top three. Kentucky's always weren't bad either.
Yeah, Kentucky had those good corn-fed girls out there.
Nice.
Kentucky always had those, like, conservative high school-type uniforms, though.
Yeah.
UNLV had those, like, silky, sheeny.
I don't like Tark. He's
right.
Gotta go.
You don't like him?
Nah.
You seen a picture of Nick Lowe lately? He looks an awful lot like Jerry Tarkanian. It's frightening. I think Nick Lowe is aged about 5 years since his last solo record, when it's only been maybe 18 months.
I give my regards to him. Who is he?
Nick Lowe?
Yeah.
Give me your pick for the...
You never heard Nick Lowe in his cowboy outfit?
Huh?
You never heard Jesus of Cool? You never heard Cruel to be Kind in the Right Measure?
Little Hitler?
Yeah, come on, dude. Rob, I didn't know you
were.
Well,
the results are in. The Atomic Fireballs are definitely hotter than the Red Hots.
Hey, get my vote.
Joey. Hey, Joey, give me your pick for the Final Four, then we got to move on.
Kentucky, Duke, and Arizona, and Indiana.
Ooh, playing it safe. Good picks.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, wow. Man, we're covering everything. Should you get sexually aroused while watching basketball?
Not at all. Just a bunch of dribbling.
We'd like to remind you, you are listening to WAFE 88.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Exactly.
749-1444. We're in a talk show.
Sloppy
remember?
ID in there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got Mel.
How you doing, Mel?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
All right.
Hey, so, Mel, what do you think about the big deal? Everybody wants to wear big baggy pants now in the NBA.
Oh, yeah. I think it all started with Marky Mark on the MTV basketball game.
Yeah.
No, I think it started with Michael Jordan. Who was copying Marky Mark, probably.
Probably, that's probably what it was. The best weekend I could think of would to be shackle Sheldon up between two giant oak trees and beat him about the head and shoulders with a wiffle ball bat. 48 hours straight.
What do you got to get Sheldon the Awesome Metalhead, the Caucasian Kingpin, the Pride of Aiken High?
Until he's just a bloody stump.
Mel?
Yeah.
Have you got an attitude problem?
No.
Sheldon is one of our most loyal callers. He calls us every week. I love the cute little guy. What's your problem with him? He's never done you any harm.
I like his now defunct band, Scum Junction.
Yeah.
They're great.
I had that Belgium gatefold import from them guys.
You know, they didn't put out a record, and I just don't like the way, Mel, that you're making fun of my good friend and your good friend, Sheldon.
But
if it wasn't for Sheldon, you wouldn't be calling our show tonight, because it wouldn't have caught on the sort of popularity it had.
But I love the Chris and Rob late night talk show.
You do?
I do.
That's good.
With all of my heart.
I think you're just saying it.
And I think Utopia would be a world without Richard Simmons and Tony Danza.
Utopia is listening to the Chris and Rob late night talk show, Buster. You better know that.
Of course I know that.
Okay.
So what else is going on?